From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after a coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces, backed by Shiite militia and U.S. airstrikes, launched the military operation to retake the city. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help relieve the, or rather revive, the stalled peace process for Syria. The delegation has been meeting with the UN Special Envoy for Syria's team, hoping a release of detainees will lead to an improved negotiating process. That, in turn, it will encourage a break in the siege of Aleppo and the delivery of more humanitarian aid. Lebanon's parliament has elected former army commander Michel Aoun as president. The election ends more than a 2-year power vacuum and political stalemate in Lebanon. Aoun was quickly sworn in. He pledged political and economic reform and urged a real partnership among deeply divided Lebanese political factions. He has a wide support base, mostly among Lebanon's educated youth, but is considered a divisive figure in the country for his role in the 1975-90 civil war. Italian authorities are assessing damage in Norcia one day after the town was rocked by an earthquake. Although Sunday's tremor was stronger than an August 24th quake, no one was killed this time. This is VOA News. Public opinion polls in the U.S. show Democrat Hillary Clinton with a narrow edge over Republican Donald Trump. In the last week of the presidential campaign, the reopened investigation into Clinton's emails from her tenure as Secretary of State has added an uncertain element to the race. Trump told a rally in Michigan that it took a lot of guts for the FBI director to take a new look at Clinton's emails. Clinton told supporters in Ohio she is confident investigators will decide there is no case against her. Several national surveys Monday showed Clinton with a 1-3 percentage point advantage over Trump. The two candidates are locked in tight races in several key states. Surveys still show Clinton with a more likely path to victory. As the FBI obtained a warrant to start searching a collection of possible Clinton-related emails, Democrats are suggesting the timing and announcement of the probe were politically motivated. FBI investigators knew weeks ago that emails found in a separate investigation may be related to the Clinton email case, but did not reveal their discovery until 11 days before the election. FBI Director James Comey sent a letter to congressional leaders Friday, informing them of the development. In Turkey, concern is growing over the police raid and arrests of journalists working at the country's oldest newspaper, one of the few remaining media outlets critical of the government. Dorian Jones reports.
Hundreds gathered outside the headquarters of Cumhuriyet to protest the police raid on the paper and the arrest of its editor-in-chief, Murat Sabuncu. The paper's website said arrest warrants had been issued for more than a dozen people linked to the paper, including many of its leading writers. All those detained are accused of violating Turkey's anti-terror law and for giving support for the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, or followers of the Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen is blamed by the government for being behind July's failed coup attempt. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The UN humanitarian chief warned Monday that Yemen is one step away from famine. Stephen O'Brien told the UN Security Council more than 21 million Yemenis, or 80% of the population, are in need of some form of humanitarian assistance. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has vowed not to let a growing political crisis undermine her nation's national security. A presidential spokesman told reporters on Monday the government will maintain what he called a firm readiness posture under any circumstances. Amid the political turmoil, the South Korean military this week began an annual exercise involving the Army, Navy, and Air Force. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.